Time now for our Community Care Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. Community Care Coffee Hour meets every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at Madison Mercantile, and Becky tells us what's on the agenda for the month of November. Well, we always have Becky in the first Monday of the month to talk about caregiving, a very important subject to talk about, isn't it, Becky?
Yes, it is. Okay. People don't realize that they are a caregiver. I want to give you the schedule first for the meetings or the discussion times we have set up in November. Coming up now, November 8th, we're going to be having Autumn Runglin with Big Stone Therapies, and she works for occupational therapy. That she's in that department at Big Stone Therapies, and so she will be just talking to us about the occupational therapy ideas that we can do for our care, the people we care for, and that we can do at home that maybe she could give advice to us in this discussion group, and then we can try it with our the people we caregive at home. And
Now all these meetings you're talking about that you're going to be talking about here are always on Wednesday.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
At Madison Mercantile.
Yes.
And everyone's welcome. There's no charge. It's free.
Right. We have coffee and treats and lots of conversation.
All right. So the first one was Autumn, you said?
Autumn Runglin at from Big Stone Therapies on November 8th with occupational therapy. Yes. Yes. And then on November 15th, the next Wednesday, we're going to be having Amber Boyens. She works with immunutrition. It's hard to get that in there. She's going to be discussing with us any concerns we might have about holiday nutrition, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and when you're a caregiver, you might have some special menus you might need to make for your loved one, and so she might have any answers we might have questions for.
That's right, and I happened to drop in the Community Cares Coffee Hour last month, and Amber was presenting on nutrition. And what was the topic again about, roughly?
We talked about the black vegetables, the darker lettuces and the darker foods and all the antioxidants and all the good nutrition that are in those that we don't realize, like black olives, the darker vegetables.
And we need to know that as a caregiver, that helps.
Yes. With it, there's a variety, so the one you're loving doesn't get bored with what you're doing every day.
That's right.
Over and over again.
Amber does a great job talking nutrition.
Yes.
She is my nutritionist, by the way. She always encourages me eat 4 or 5 servings of vegetables a day.
That's hard, isn't it?
Yep. And she says, Paul, you know, you can have vegetables for breakfast.
And what did she give you examples of?
I mean, I have to eat beets for breakfast? No. Well, you can if you want.
Right, right.
Yeah, she has some good ideas, and she actually gave recipes out during that Community Cares Coffee Hour.
Yes, and if you need more ideas, she would definitely do that for you, too.
And when is she going to be there?
She's going to be there on November 15th.
Okay.
And then November 22nd, right before Thanksgiving, that Wednesday, it's still at 10 a.m., we are going to be having Laura Thomas, and she comes through Prairie 5, and she is the director of Aging Well. She is going to be discussing with us bringing your loved one to holidays, and is your car fit to take what the safest way to get the person you love somewhere. So, for example, it's a car fit program actually that they've designed, but it makes sure that your car is safe for you. So when you have your steering wheel tilted, do you have it tilted toward your chest or up to the roof of your car? Because if you're to have it facing your chest, because if the airbag were to go off, it needs to hit your chest. It needs to be a certain distance from your chest, needs to be a certain distance from the steering wheel. Your seatbelt can be adjusted differently on the sides. She's just got a bunch of tips and ideas. And then if we have any questions about our car, the car fit program, she is a trained person to do the car fit program, but she will help us with any questions we might have sure that if something bad does happen on our way to a holiday, that it's not our car's fault.
That's right. The airbag saves a lot of lives.
Yes.
I can attest to that. I had an airbag go off on my car a few years ago, hit a deer really fast, hard, and the airbag deployed and about killed me. But it saved me, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It was a shock, but you shouldn't sit real close to the steering wheel.
Right.
You're supposed to sit it's that a certain, little far
there's
away.
There's a certain number of inches away that you're supposed to be. And then with your visors, and there's, I mean, a whole bunch of things that you don't even think about, you just take for granted that you really should maybe take a second look at to make sure you're safe.
All right. And I'm a terrible listener, Becky. Who was that again?
That is Laura Thomas. She's through Prairie 5, and she's the director of Aging Well on November 22nd, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Then the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, the 29th, Dave Jerbseth is going to be talking to us about holiday care with your family and the traumas you might have and how to deal with your families at a time when people might be stressed or not feeling good and how you can fit that in with the people you care for.
Okay, good. So you got a full schedule in November.
Yes, yes. We are excited.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is Becky Shellstead. We're talking Community Cares Coffee Hour that is always held the first Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock at Madison Merck. What else we got, Becky?
Okay, well, I just want to kind of go through what a caregiver is. And the dictionary defines it as a person who tends to the needs and concerns of a person with short or long-term limitations due to illness, injury, or disability. Well, we all have limitations and need help, but this group is to share stories and advice and troubles and especially laughs. We always laugh. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about getting pulled over by the highway patrol and state troopers, and of course, the stories had outcomes that we had to laugh about because laughter is the best medicine. So as we discussed our times and tribulations, we were able to laugh about them. Caregivers are so much more than that definition. The wife whose husband is struggling with mobility or age or even cooking and laundry, the activities of daily living, just being a wife is still a caregiver. And also the husband who does things for his wife just because he feels it's his duty, he is also a caregiver. And adult children take more responsibility now for a parent or both of them. They are caregivers. A neighbor, a volunteer, a nurse, a nurse's aide, a home health aide. Store owners and employees are also caregivers because there are people that come in that obviously could use some help, and it's in your business, like a banker that helps the wife with figuring out what to do when her husband can no longer do it, or the other way around, possibly a lawyer who takes time to inform and update the will, help the property questions and all that with people of that age that haven't had to think about it, and now it's getting real. Everyone is a caregiver in some point in time in their life.
Yep, that's right. And caregiving, caring for someone you love, it's a difficult thing. It's a hard thing to do, and some people aren't prepared for it, I think, right?
Right, right. And you feel like you just do it. But...
Yep, and you feel like you're alone. That's how I felt. When I was giving care to my mom in her later years, it was difficult. But you do it.
Right. And
because you love them.
That's right. And you feel the pressures. You want to do your best. You care for them so much, you don't want to mess up. But yet, you're really unprepared, like you said. Mm-hmm. So anytime you can talk with other people about what maybe they've tried, it's amazing what comes up in conversation that you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. And so that's why we have the group. So different people of different ages and types can all come and get different ideas that maybe brings up some conversation.
And a lot of difference. Everyone's in a different situation. I mean, it could be somebody with health problems just because of or old age or whatever. Yep. So when they want to stay in their home and
And you're not necessarily doing it every day. You're possibly doing it once a week with a neighbor or whatever. But even though you're still caregiving and you still want to have any ideas you can to make the best of it for everyone.
Right. Just an experience on my side. I know my siblings, I'm the only one that lived in Madison to care for my mom. And, you know, that was, you have to deal with your siblings that don't live around here.
Right.
And I'm not sure what I'm trying to say.
But it's hard for them, too, because they feel bad they can't be here. And just because they send money isn't the same as being here. And they might not understand the struggles you have. And yet you understand that they feel bad they can't be here. So all of that stresses out the caregivers.
All right. Yeah, that's a great subject. We could talk about this for a half hour or better, can't we, Becky?
Yes.
Why did you start this group here? I know you got together with Chris Shelstead.
Yes. I myself was a caregiver, am a caregiver. I have been in the caregiving profession also, and I've got children, and now I have grandchildren, and life is a day of caregiving for someone. And anyone who might not have family is able to come to the the mercantile and maybe have someone that they can connect with that they wouldn't normally have just sitting at home by themselves or finding on the computer or TV.
Okay. Run through that schedule real quick again, Becky.
Okay. Starting this Wednesday will be Autumn Runglin from Big Stone Therapies at 10 a.m. She will be talking about occupational therapy. Then November 15th, the holiday nutrition will be discussed with Amber Boyens with Immune Nutrition. And November 22nd, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, will be Laura Thomas, the Director of Aging Well through Prairie 5, and she will be making sure we have our car fit for the travels for the holidays.
I love that subject. Great. I'm showing up for that.
You're going to be there. Great. Yeah. And then November 29th is going to be Dave Jerpseth talking about taking care of family during the holidays and the stresses and the pluses also. And don't forget, we do have coffee and treats.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also welcome to get whatever you'd like from the Mercantile, from their little coffee shop. They also have things available, too.
That's right. I'm there just about every day.
Yes.
Yeah. So, come on over to the Madison Merc every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's called Community Cares Coffee Hour, and it's absolutely free. There's no charge.
Right, and caregivers of any age are welcome. The grant is for 60 years and older, but even as a child or an adult helping your parent, you are still a caregiver.
All right. Thanks, Becky. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Becky Shellstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour.